Medical student Brielle Stanton enjoys writing poetry. She creates a haunting portrait of a smoker's addiction in her poem, The Cough. Now that we have banished smoking from public places, we have also banished those who smoke from being with us. Her poem suggests we have encouraged them to lie and hide from the truth. Here is The Cough. Sitting across the table, I'm a world apart. Coffee-stained teeth bite my tattered lower lip. I'm starving. So which one of my lies will I spit? The clinking of forks grows unbearable. Cafe chatter screeches, hammering spikes into my skull. My worn watch ticks 20 past my nicotine fix. My feet tap dangerously, shamelessly, stomping imaginary bugs on the floor. Excusing myself, I slip away to the back. Locked in a stall of solace and etched names carved and chipped, I know dinner is mine. Scrambling through my satchel for a single light, my hand falls in place around the dirty paintbrush, dipped in black to smother my lungs, to coat my insides with steady strokes. I find the warm embrace, a craving's ease. Worries subside, charred and blistered. Nothing acknowledges their presence but a puff and aftertaste. An easy breath for a few cold nights, marked by a smoky reticence. Taste buds relaxed with the massage of menthol. Chemicals rise on a hot air balloon tour through the compact gray folds of my brain, then plummet, anchor in hand, to tickle my stomach, tingle my fingers, and calm my restless toes. I return to the table, pushing back the menu, smiling tightly, shoving the cough back down into the caverns of my chest.